This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
3, 2, 1. You know what I feel like doing?
Strangle me.
Of course, I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Lowdown. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are super, and I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? It's his green arrow to my Barry Allen. What up, guys? It's BKS.
That's a good dynamic for us.
Yeah, I think
That really hits its mark, so to speak. No pun intended.
But just don't fill the city.
Yeah, I will not. But what I will not fail also is thanking anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody they know.
No, don't thank them. They filled the city.
They might have. But we've talked about The Flash. We've talked about Superman. We've talked about The Green Arrow. We've talked about all these superhero Guardians of the Galaxy 2 most recently.
We talked about the new DCAU universe.
Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah. Now, I want to talk today about the genre in general. Look at me pronunciating genre like a true movie snob.
I know the listeners can't see, but the reason why Kalo is using these big SAT words because he has a thesaurus right on his desktop right there. So he was practicing before starting this podcast. So don't get fooled.
I was rehearsing in the mirror, but
in the shower. Let's be real.
In the shower. That's where all the acoustics are better.
Yeah, 100%.
So, superhero movies, without a doubt, since I'm going to be controversial and say since Iron Man 1. Mm-hmm. Hear me out. Yes, we've had the Spider-Man movies before that, and they came out, and that's great. But I'm talking about, like, true, like, watermark moments in, like, cinematic history, I personally believe started with Iron Man 1.
I disagree. I think it started with X-Men. It gave Hugh Jackman the role of the Sinchuri for him. He just got cast. You saw his new suit in Deadpool 3.
Which I love. But I'll give you X-Men kind of, but I'm talking like X-Men. Historical like movies.
Yeah, X-Men.
Those weren't historical.
They
were not.
They started the genre of superhero movies going for.
Iron Man 1 to me. I'll die on this hill.
They walked so Iron Man can run.
No.
You're just saying you're
they were at Fox anyway. They were at Fox anyway. It's a totally different thing.
Yeah, because Fox, and then Marvel and Disney were like, oh, you can make a movie. Because the movie industry, did Iron Man and Marvel make it more popularized? Yes. But if you want to talk where the hot streak started, it was X-Men, the Wolverine movies, with him losing his memory. And then we don't talk about the ending with the Deadpool and that. But it started with the X-Men and Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man in 2004. You can't forget the little people just because they didn't make a big stamp in your childhood, Kev. Don't forget about the little people.
I will forget about them because I'll die on that hill that Iron Man 1 really kicked off the superhero hype.
Wait, hold on. I'm putting this on Instagram and doing a poll because fuck you.
The MCU started with Iron Man 1, and without that, we wouldn't have anything else.
No way. Fuck no, because that's Iron Man 1 that made money. What started the whole
superhero. Oh, now it changes. Now it changes.
That was the thing from the beginning.
No. Yeah.
Okay, what started the whole cinematic superhero? Bro,
I've been saying this. Iron Man 1.
No. Iron Man. No.
We got it on the map.
No. Iron Man 1 made it popularized. What started it all was the X-Men movies.
No.
Oh my god! I'm recording this again.
The X-Men movies were mid, and you know it.
I'm recording you. I'm being a Karen right now. I finally got it.
I'm just saying, you know, I'm trying to find something to compare it to. And I know there's like a comparison in history, but like what I am trying to say is the multi-billion-dollar thing that is the MCU that has taken over pop culture as of late started with Iron Man 1. No MCU was going to be started off the X-Men or Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies.
No, because literally they looked at how much money X-Men, they made it better. Marvel made the superhero genre better, but what made it popular was the X-Men and Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. You can't say if we never got X-Men Origins or X-Men and all that movie, X-Men 1, 2, 3, Spider-Man's 1, we would never have gotten to Iron Man.
It led, like, those movies led to Iron Man, but I'm saying the thing that really catapulted this all into the mainstream was Iron Man 1.
I agree, but what started it was the
X-Men. Why are we arguing for the past 6 minutes?
Because I'm saying what started it all was the X-Men movies.
And I'm saying what catapulted it to the mainstream is Iron Man 1. That's all I'm saying.
Did it do well? Yes. But what capitalized was Hugh Jackman's role as Wolverine.
Well, X-Men Origins Wolverine. That's a movie.
We don't talk about that.
Iron Man 3. Wolverine.
Iron Man 3.
You know, we all have our bad days. We all have our bad days. But I guess the whole point of like what we're here to talk about today. Wow, we're getting into the topic right now. About 7-8 minutes in.
You started it.
I did. We went off on a tangent. Is superhero movies, like the genre in general, is it overplayed?
Absolutely. And I think Fast and the Furious made it overplayed. Hot take.
Fast and Furious, and you know I'm a fan of Fast and Furious. That movie needs to go. We need to lay it to rest. It's like Tom Brady. He came back, and he retired, and he said, all right, you know what? I got a few more left in me. Bro, you should have left.
No, Fast saw like, oh, look how this being so superhero and dramatic. Let's make that. Because come on, Vin Diesel being going through a whole parking lot and not dying because he got fucking superhero strength. It's like, stop it.
All right.
Where do you think the superhero genre should have taken a break?
I would have been fine after Endgame.
Like a whole, like, maybe 6 years, no movies from Marvel whatsoever?
I wouldn't say 6 years, but I'd say like 3, like, to let it breathe. You know, because they can do TV shows in the middle.
Well, yeah, but like, that
good
was
ones. A good one.
That was, yeah, but that you're in the sight of, because now you have Disney Plus. Now we have all these TV shows.
Yeah.
At that time, Marvel was only thinking movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, take a break, make some, you're Disney, make some good cartoon movies, TV shows, do that. With these, I think Marvel itself needs a break, and then DC as well, because you see how DC is just,
they just keep trying. They're just trying.
It's still good. It's like the mug.
It's like my third grade homework where I have not spelled one word right, and I'm still handing it in. I'm like, this has to be the one.
That was me doing half the homework and not filling the last page out, and still wondering why I'm getting a zero on it. It's incomplete. And then the same thing again, still incomplete. Like, I honestly thought, after Endgame would have been a good stretch mark, and then just go on a rest and then come back. But then people be like, I would have been okay if Endgame just ended. Like, that was the end of the Marvel movies.
Well, that's the thing. It's never going to end.
Oh, no. Like,
regardless, it's not.
No.
And that leads into my part of this argument, where I don't think the genre is overplayed, only for the fact there's so many stories and so many heroes. And it's like, all right, you can take Marvel for what it is. Everything in Marvel, all the odd comics, all the this, all the that. that's content for like how many years? Yeah, I mean, it could go on.
No, it could go on, and it will go on.
It might get repetitive too, but
it feels repetitive right now. It felt repetitive during the Infinity Saga.
There's a different vibe. There's a different vibe.
Our former boss, Ranimus, said that it was all a straight formula. A big, each movie looking for a shiny little orb, a big beam, a battle, and that was like the half of the Infinity Saga movies.
And now we're in the era where it's like, cue the Ricky Bobby meme, where he's like, I don't know what to do with my hands. Like, after Endgame, what are we doing? Like, what is the big thing?
I feel like
they I also were feel kind of like a, not to cut you off, kind of feel like a prick saying that. It's like, well, where's the next Thanos? Like, no, like, this is storytelling. Like, you know, we're wrestling fans.
Yeah.
With Roman and the Bloodline, it's long-term storytelling. That's what we like. So maybe they're doing that.
That's also getting repetitive to the point. That needs to die out. But that's the topic for a different day. Here's my thing. Like, I feel like they didn't know where they were going after Thanos. And then now the Endgame ended, they're like, shit, where do we go now? That's what I mean. Like, they should have taken a break to work on the next big villain instead of going, all right, let's tell this story. Let's go tell this story. Let's go to Black Widow and what she was doing before, after Civil War. Let's go to WandaVision. Let's go to Hawkeye. They literally should have just taken a break and hit the reset button and try to figure out who's the next, who are they leading into for that.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe.
I
would be totally fine if they should have done Doctor Doom for the next big guy.
Well, that was all, but at the end of Endgame, they still didn't have the rights to Fantastic Four, so they couldn't really do Doctor Doom. So you're thinking out of the present time, but you have to go step back and think about.
I was blipped. I was whatever. Blipped. Is that what they called it? Blip? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. You watch anime,
yes.
And you know you're an anime fan.
I hate you.
I'm so upset I didn't catch it the first time. I had to go back and repeat what I said.
Rewind.
Exactly. So you watch One Piece. You watch One Piece? No. Naruto?
No. Naruto? No. No.
Which ones do you watch, okay? Which ones? Gosh,
man was trying to catch me slipping, and I'm like, like my hero, and my hero. I watched Black Clover.
I know my hero. Stop. Don't say anymore. That show probably has a lot of episodes, right?
It does. And before you go on. I'll let you finish.
I was gonna say, like, it draws off the manga, and it's probably, you know, that's a lot of source material. I think it's no different in the Marvel superhero world.
Well, the transition, mangas are Japanese comic books. But here's the thing. Between the manga, or how what the anime. That's how you say it, Kev, right? Just
anime.
I hate you. they go like for one season. They go. They wrap up like a whole big fight scene. You think it's the end, and then they go on 6 month hiatus because they have the animated, and then another one, another perfect one. You didn't let me say it because you're like, I just need one. I know my hero, Black Clover. It's an anime that it's catching up, and they end off on a cliffhanger because it was catching up to the comic book. So they're letting the comic book breathe so they can get ahead, and then you can illustrate that. Marvel at no point was like, let's take a break.
No.
Just sit back, relax, and let's see what we can work on. They were just like, this character can have a spinoff. This character can have his own movie. This, that. So yeah, anime, like you were trying to say, like anime gets repetitive, doesn't take a break, but with that's the beauty about animations. They take time to be like, all right, let's not overwork our writers and our illustrators and our animators. Let's take a break, come back 6 months, and then work on that. Or with the Black Clover sample, all right, it's ahead. Don't worry about any more episodes. Let's just wait for the manga, the comic book to catch up and go ahead, and then we'll come back. Like they people want it. People are asking for it. But to then, they're like, all right, we understand. We don't want you to go rush something and give us something half-assed that's repetitive or not as good.
Yeah, and I guess to like consolidate everything, the Marvel bubble, I feel, burst. It burst after Endgame because you got to the point where it's like all of the heroes we've known since Iron Man 1 have come together in this giant fight. And you got the threat of Thanos, the Infinity Stones. And like I said, after Endgame, it's just kind of like, I don't know what to do with my hands. And we're just in this era scrambling. And like what you said, it just seems like anybody who breathes in a Marvel movie gets a spinoff. It's like, all right, you're going to get this. Echo, like from Hawkeye, is getting a spinoff.
And apparently that's not doing good.
It's not doing good. Like, the Marvel bubble popped, and I think now we're in more of a reconstruction era. It's kind of like when football teams, like, they peak, they make the Super Bowl, they win it, but like now they're like they have no money and they're spending it on old players. So like I think that's where we're at for Marvel.
And like clearly the pandemic hurt Disney, pushing everything back a couple of years. And I feel like they would have been better if it was Endgame. And that, I know Endgame ends with Tony's funeral and all that, but I feel like if they teased in the post-credits scene the next big villain, and you know how like in some of them they're like, oh, Captain America will return, or like there, I forget what other TV shows in the Disney Plus era that said this superhero will return, or like Loki, they're like Loki will return in season 2. If they did I Love You 3000, post-credit scene, you cue in a next guy. Now we know it's King the Conqueror. If they tease King at the post-credit scene and be like, this is your next big guy, let's take a break. Let's figure out what King needs. Because they basically ruined him in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
And there's the stuff with Jonathan Majors, allegedly. So
allegedly. See, that's what you needed because they worked on it. If you had that time skip, anime talk, with Endgame, cueing your bad guy at the end of the credits. I know that kind of sours on Tony's funeral, but it's storytelling at the end. Guardians of the Galaxy, Thor 4 should have never happened. No. Thor 4 should have never happened. He should have been with the Guardians.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Guardians 3 would have been so much more comical with Thor calling him a rabbit and all that. And at the end, Thor being like, what the fuck is a raccoon? Like, I feel like, you know, it's played out. DC can't even figure their shit out right now. And James Gunn is doing the best he can do with his duct tape and trying to tape everything together and all that. Do you think we should stop after Dynasty or Secret or whatever movie comes next? Stop and next.
I like the idea of doing this, like, hey, like, this is the end credit scene for, I think, Kang Dynasty is the last of big Avengers movie or whatever.
No, like, Secret Wars.
Secret Wars.
Yeah, so it's King. We're getting King Dynasty first.
And then Secret Wars. All right, so Secret Wars, we get the post-credit scene, and it's like, all right, I don't know. I'm just going to use this example because I said it earlier, and it comes to mind. Or, you know what? Hey, Galactus is out there doing Galactus things. And it's like, yo, he's coming. Boom, done. Call it like 3-4. I think 3-4 years. I think what would do them well is focusing more on the television side of things, because now I'm thinking in the present, because now I'm thinking in the future. See what I mean? I'm trying to connect all the dots. But you're in Disney Plus era. You can do all these cool TV shows, and there's shows like Armor Wars and stuff like that that are apparently up in the air and all that. So you can really focus on that, make it great, and like not have duds like She-Hulk. Like Hawkeye was all right for a decent amount of it. Captain America, Winter Soldier, Falcon, Winter Soldier. I had a cold conversation about that the other day too. And I like Moon Knight. I'm going to die on that hill, but I like Moon Knight.
Moon Knight should have been a TV. Should have been a movie first of all.
Okay. Okay.
Because he's on his own thing.
He's on his own ish.
Yeah, he could have been. He didn't need a TV show. He could have been his own movie. Figure that out. But I get it. A lot of people don't know who Moon Knight is. They wanted to see how he does. Boom. And plus, the actor doesn't want to do another season. Whatever. It's weird. Falcon and the Winter Soldier. That makes sense as a Disney Plus, because you have the void of no more Captain America. That makes sense. I feel like that should have been the first Disney Plus show after Endgame, because it's boom right in your face. Captain America is no more. What's happening? Hawkeye would have been great if they introduced Kingpin. But if they tied it in with the Spider-Man movie coming,
yeah,
that would have been like, you see Hawkeye seeing that Spider-Man's on the run. Because we saw Daredevil and then throwing Hawkeye. It came out. So the Spider-Man, what was it? No Way Home or whatever? What was the last
one? No Way Home.
No Way Home was the last, came out in December. Hawkeye was filming, it was on Disney Plus during that same time. They could have worked together.
People were saying that end credit, or not like the end credit scene, but the bit at No Way Home at the end where he's swinging through Radio City. Is it Radio City? What is it? The Rockefeller Center.
You're a real New Yorker. You can't even know buildings.
That shows you how often I go there. That means I'm a true New Yorker. I don't go to the tourist spots. So he's swinging through Rockefeller Center. And everyone's like, oh, you seen the Christmas tree and it was snowing. Could that tie into the Hawkeye finale, which they were in the same place?
And they were, but you don't see it. It's like all in your imagination. Yeah. I feel like to make the shows feel better, they should
have. Cohesive.
Yeah, exactly. Look at that. The thesaurus is really coming in handy for you.
I just have a giant dictionary plastered on my PC monitor right now. Skimming through it. But yeah, like in closing, superhero genre, it's going to go on forever, whether we like it or not.
Pause, one second. Eric, what started like the superhero genre? The X-Men?
I told you, Iron Man. It started with him and it ends with him.
Clearly doesn't. It's still going.
He's still alive in my heart. But what is also alive in my heart are more episodes of the Get Comfy Podcast, Get Comfy Game Break, Get Comfy Lowdown every single Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course the Bleav Network. I have been Kalo, joined by the one and only.
I hate you.
And I'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.